Hello and welcome to the Swedish Winger episode 14. I got something of a mixed bag for you today. I'm going to talk about the exhibition games and the Swedish language and some of the stuff in between. So I have seen two of the games, the third one tonight versus the Caps I haven't seen yet, but we didn't score. We lost 2-0 with the second goal for the Caps in an empty net, so I'm guessing that's not much to write home about. But considering the other games, I think we can take some things to heart and some things we might just want to relax a bit on. Because what we've seen on a positive note is definitely Elmer. Elmer's been looking really good. I think he's looked almost too good to a point where people think he's a lock for the Red Wings, or that he is maybe in a way more than he actually is, that he's already a superstar. As much as I would want to say it, I don't think he's there quite yet, but there's some absolutely fantastic superlatives going around about Elmer, which I sincerely agree with, but I think you're kind of getting ahead of yourselves a bit on Elmer, and that's saying a lot coming from me. On the other side of that spectrum, there's a fair few people that seem to be worried about Simon Edvinsson, and to all of you, I only have one word: relax. Simon has the absolute top qualities of his draft position. Yes, he's a year younger than Sider was when he was going into the NHL. But considering the skill set he has, and that, yeah, sometimes he makes the wrong decision and all that. But at the same time, this is not the year for the Detroit Red Wings to compete for the Stanley Cup or such. I do think it's better for him to start in the NHL. Same as Buffalo Sabres did with Rasmus Dahlin, for example, because steel sharpens steel. The AHL, as much as it's a good league, it's on par or worse than the SHL. If he's supposed to play there only to learn the speed of the game, I think he can adapt to that quite quickly in the NHL. I think he needs to play against really good opponents every night, being challenged every night, and that's, to me, that's in the NHL, and I don't think that it will hurt his development any, because the guy has all the tools. He just has to pick his moments a little bit better. I don't think he's playing slow or that he's playing poorly. He's just, best way to put it is that he's a bit naive in his play, and that I think that's the thing that he could quickly get over or get around. So I'm not worried about Edvinsson at all whatsoever, and I really do think the NHL is the place for him. What the Sabres did with Rasmus Dahlin is that they sheltered him. They gave him easier shifts in better situations to get him to play against good opponents, yet not let the entirety of the game hinge upon him. And looking at it, I think they did the right decision. And looking at Rasmus Dahlin right now, I think he's one hell of a player. I do think that the route is the NHL, even though it looks sloppy, but I think it's a bit naive. I think he sees the seam, but he underestimates the speed and skill of his opponents a little bit. That's just my idea on it, and I really do think that you don't have to fret about Edvinsson's play or skill, because it's all there. He's coming in as advertised. He's an amazing player, and he will be fantastic going forward. So what we're seeing with these exhibition games is that the hype machine goes, it swings both ways. So everybody's jumping on the Elmer bandwagon, and then everybody's jumping off the Simon Edvinsson bandwagon, which is it's to be expected. That's how we as supporters work. But I think we just need to lessen the swings to either side, if you know what I mean. As for the games themselves, I think Elmer acquitted himself very nicely in both games, with the Chicago game being the better one for him. I think Jonathan Berggren made a real case to play in the NHL as well. And that's where it becomes a bit hard, because as a player you need to supplant the pro, if you wish. They're all professionals, but the regular players who have team experience, like Adam Ernie or Giovanni Smith in a way. I don't think Giovanni Smith is in the way of any of the rookies. If they want to play one of the young guys, I don't think it'll hinge on Giovanni Smith. But Adam Ernie is a seasoned veteran, and I do think that it's hard for a guy like Lalonde to just put Ernie to the side because he wants to play Jonathan Berggren or Elmer. So that's going to be interesting to see going forward. The only Swede so far that I wouldn't say he has disappointed me, but I think he's playing an oversimplified game considering what he actually can do, is Pontus Andreasson. And that's a guy where it's getting more likely than not that he really should play in the Grand Rapids Griffins to get some feel for the game. He looks a bit startled. He looks like he's playing it safe too much. And he looks uncomfortable in a way. And I think that to get him comfortable with playing in North America, I think that Grand Rapids might be best for him. But again, I don't think that's a defeat for him in any way, but naturally he came over with the aspirations to play in the NHL, and who knows, 20 games into the AHL season, he might be. So, but Grand Rapids is where I think he should start, at least for now. There's, what, 6 games left of the preseason? No, 5 games left of the preseason. He'll have time to show progress, so we'll see. Albert Johansson, I think he's been good, but he's also playing it very safe compared to what he would do in the SHL. There's not as much joining the rush as he did at the end of the season in the SHL. But I think there's a fair bit of rust on all these players, and I think there's a fair bit of playing it safe with some idea of or feeling of apprehension. You don't want to make a mess. You don't want to stand out in a negative way because you have so few opportunities to show what you can do that making a glaring error might end up being the reason you're sent down. So I think they're playing it safe for that reason. At least a bit of it is that reason. Do I think that Elmer Söderblom should be in the NHL? Yes, I think he can hang there. I definitely think he's ready to play like third line minutes. In the best of worlds, I think he should be paired with Jonathan Berggren and maybe a Pai Suter as a center or Michael Rasmussen. But Pai Suter would be more interesting. Looking at the dynamics of what that line would be, I think Rasmussen should be a better fourth line center, or possibly he was so good at wing, so it's kind of hard to put it down either way. But again, I don't think that where Rasmussen plays is where everything hinges in the end anyways. But we're in for a hell of an interesting season, and these last couple of games, they will crystallize a lot where we think everybody's going. And with a new coach with fresh eyes looking at the entire squad, I don't think there's a safe spot for anyone who's not slated to be top six. I mean, Joe Valeno hasn't played yet. It's going to be very interesting to see where they put him considering he's waiver exempt. I'm not going to overanalyze the games any, but I can just say that I'm quite happy with how it all looks. It looks like we're playing a very high-pressure hockey with... I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said that Lalonde seems to want to play hockey like Jurgen Klopp wants to play football. Soccer to you, I guess. just putting high pressure on your opponents at all times and trying to get them to cough up the puck, getting them under pressure enough to make mistakes. And it looks a bit like that, doesn't it? And I really like that Sebastian Kosa has been looking better, even though he has moments where he's flying around in the crease a bit, flailing and such, but his athleticism helps him, and that's probably one of the reasons he hasn't had that fundamental positioning in his game, that he can always repair whatever damage he's done before. When he gets more calm and collected, I really do think we have a great goaler there. But we'll see. There's going to be, for the whole of their careers, there's going to be like a duel between Kosa and Wallstedt, who's actually the better goaler. So that's going to be an interesting follow, at least. And I hope it's Kosa. I did get a couple of questions on Twitter ahead of this episode. Anton Meyer asked me about Pontus Andreasson and his chances at making the Wings lineup. I reckon I've answered that already, and right now I think his chances of making the Wings lineup is fairly slim, but I do think he might be an early call-up if there's injuries and he's performing well. It's not like he's a useless player. He's playing way too safe in the exhibition games, though. We'll see. I think he'll get some games, but I don't think he'll start in the Red Wings. JP asked me if will Lord Elmer break the Wings' single season goal record, or will he purposely come up short as a sign of respect to Iserman? Nah, he breaks it. Adam asks if Jonathan Bergen doesn't make the roster this year, does he stick around for another year in Grand Rapids, or does he look to move on if he can? Thanks for all the work you put in. Thank you for listening. And I've raised this fear before. I don't think he'll quit if he starts in Grand Rapids this year. But I think he would want to have assurances he's not in Grand Rapids the whole year, or at least that he's guaranteed a spot next year. And there is no such thing as a guaranteed spot, is there? I would be worried if he does not make the team and he's not up maybe 20 games in, because he could easily just go home and be a hero in the SHL rather than playing in the AHL. So it's always that issue, especially if you look at Scandinavians and Finns and all that. They have a great setup at home. So why would they spend infinity years in the AHL when they can be in the SHL with their friends and their family close? So I'm not worried right now, but in the long run, it's unsustainable to have him in the AHL. And Linda asks me, who's the next kid in Sweden to keep an eye on? And Dr. Havoc, PhD, replied that he'll probably be able to tell you more about the kid. So I'll just give you the name. And he writes Leo Karlsson. And yes, Leo Karlsson is an amazing prospect. And he plays for Örebro in the SHL. He is 17 years old right now. He's a very late birthday at December 26th, and he's a center or a winger, 6'3 and 194 pounds, or 190 centimeters and 88 kilos. Right now he's playing in the SHL with Örebro. He's usually the left winger on the third line, but he also gets some power play time, which is crazy for a 17-year-old. The general manager of Örebro, who's been in the game for quite some time, Stefan Bengtsson, has said that he's the greatest prospect he has ever seen in his career as a general manager. And that's quite telling, isn't it? So far in this season, he has played 5 games and he has 1 goal and 2 assists. And last year, as a 16-year-old, he played 35 games. With 3 goals, 6 assists for 9 points. And we're talking about, like, a super prospect. We're talking about a Lucas Raymond caliber Swede here with size. He has basically no weaknesses. He skates well, sees the ice well. This is a guy that's very, very impressive to watch. I saw him last year live as a 16-year-old, and it kind of blew me away, because it's not often you see a 16-year-old that can stand up to men in a men's game like this. And I think he has a very, very bright future, and I wouldn't be surprised if he actually goes, if he actually cracks the top three for the next year's draft. That wouldn't surprise me enough to say that I'm amazed that that happened. I think I don't think he'll crack the top two, but I think he could break into the top three. So if you really want to follow one great, really good prospect for the next season, or this season we're into, ahead of the draft, Leo Karlsson is it. He's an amazing player, an amazing prospect already. So that's the guy. And if you want to look at other players, I mean, Otto Stenberg in Frölunda, he plays in the U20s right now. Otto Stenberg is more of a mid-sized player at 181 centimeters and 82 kilos, or 5'11", 181 pounds. He's an 05 birthday, May 29th, 05. That's where Leo Karlsson is an 04. Otto Stenberg plays for the Frölunda J20 team right now. And he's a skilled player. He's an interesting watch. But if you want a guy outside the top 10 to follow, I think he's a good guy to keep an eye on. Same with the defender Theo Lindstein from my local team Brynäs in the SHL. He played in the SHL last year, but Brynäs has added a couple of really good defenders. They've grabbed a few from the KHL and such, players who don't want to play in Russia. So right now he's on the outside looking in, but I think he'll get games before the year is over. And then there's a couple of pronunciations questions about the Swedish language, and more specifically the two A's with the diacritical signs above them, and the O with the diacritical sign above them. I'm thinking you guys need some help here, so let's get ready for the Swedish language lesson of the episode. But we'll start with something Finnish, because Kyle Archambault asks if I could teach the world how to pronounce sauna, because that's how you say it in English, it's sauna. If you're Finnish, it's sauna, but if you're Swedish, it's bastu. So let's get into the Swedish, because there's been a lot of questions around how Elmer pronounces his name, and he got asked and got to pick himself, and as I tweeted in context to that discussion, is that Elmer will probably pick anything that sounds half decent and just to be nice and live with it, basically. Because if you really go for it and try to pronounce it as a Swede, you'll just butcher it even more. But I'm going to try to help you a bit so you don't Ryan Hanna every Swedish name. So if you look at the first, the A with a ring over it, that's actually an invention from the 1500s, because this sound was usually written with double A's to make an O-sounding sound, but they decided to make an A with a small O above it to make the new letter named O, and it's pronounced O. So if you look at the, just to make it simple, we'll pick an NHL player from before. You had a player in Nashville Predators that was called Pontus Åberg, you called him, but he's actually named Pontus Åberg, and that's the A with a little ring over it. And naturally, the most misused name for Red Wings fans is our scout extraordinaire. You call him Håkan, and his name is really Håkan. Håkan Andersson. You call him Håkan Andersson, which is basically, if you call it Håkan, it means jaw in Swedish. So you're calling him Jaw Andersson, which is very wrong. So if you look at the A with the two dots over it, the two umlauts, you get A, P-A-R, and you get Pär. Off the top of my head, I can't remember too many that have used the letter A that are well-known NHLers. So that's basically where you use it. So A with two dots is A. So now where it all goes to hell in a handbasket for you guys is with the O with the umlauts, and it's Ö. You seem to struggle with that letter fiercely. So if you look at, for example, Elmer, his last name is not Soderblom or Soderblom. It's Söderblom. B-L-O-M part is quite short, so you go Blom. So Söderblom. Söderblom. Another guy that you seem to struggle with is, you say Jonathan Berggren. I do too, so you know who I'm talking about. But it's actually Jonathan Berggren. And then we have Pontus Andreasson, Albert Johansson, not Johansson. Oh, and I just realized, in Detroit we have Robert Hägg. He has the A with the two dots over it. You say Hag, like he's some kind of swamp witch. But it's actually Hägg. H-A-G-G. And that's actually a tree, the name of a tree, and it's called Bird Cherry in English. So he's basically Robert Bird Cherry, if you want to translate his name. Then we have Gustav Lindström, as you call him. He's actually Gustav Lindström. But then again, you've been calling Lidström for forever, and he's actually Lidström. So you say Oscar Sundqvist, his Swedish pronunciation would be Oscar Sundqvist. And naturally, with the Finnish addition of, well, you call him Olli Matta or something like that, his first name is most definitely Olli, and his last name has three A's with the umlauts over, so three A's. Yes, A's. Plural for the letter A. So his name would be Olli Matta. Ville Husso would be Ville Husso. And then we have the simplest one is, well, you say Simon Edvinsson, it would be Simon Edvinsson. I think I've said that a couple of times before. And before your brains melt and your heads explode, I think that's that for the Swedish pronunciation lesson for today. Be sure to bring on more questions if there's anything else you wonder about. But for now, cheers, thanks for listening, and stay Swedish. And I can't believe I actually forgot Pär Juice. Well, there you go.